Well, we've wrapped up the first week of trading for May, and it wasn't a good week as far as the grains were concerned. We didn't start all that bad. We started a little on the defense, but the other grains saw some pretty good gains. Wheat then continued to see pressure throughout the week as improving weather conditions, or at least the expectation for improved weather, kind of put or kept some pressure in on the wheat market. Corn and soybeans traded in a back and forth fashion, but lost ground in the middle of the week. A lot of that was positioning and technical ahead of what was happening this week, and that is, of course, the China-U.S. summit. We've got the crop production report. We got Congress voting on E15 year-round. A lot of things coming into play here then this second week of May that's going to be more of a driver. So we just saw a little bit of premium pulled out of the marketplace. Improving weather conditions for the Southern Plains, plus improving weather for the U.S. and good planting progress all came into pressure in the market. But the bigger concern is what's going to happen with the Trump and Xi summit that's going to take place late in the week. By the time the week wrapped up, we saw Minneapolis wheat down 22 to 25 cents, while Chicago wheat was down 18. Kansas City lost 20 cents. Over in the corn market, it wasn't as bad a performance, but we did lose some ground, down 7 in the new crop, or 5 in the new crop, 9 in the old crop contracts. Soybeans lost, or actually did finish with a little bit of gains. They were the oddball market as they finished up about 4 to 5 cents. Soybean meal was up about 50 cents to a dollar. Bean oil was down close to 85 cents, and canola losing around $3. Meat struggled last week as we saw pretty good pressure come into those markets. We did see live cattle lose anywhere from $3 to $4, while feeder cattle were down anywhere from $4 to $8. We did see the hogs drop anywhere from $2 to $3. In the outside markets, crude oil dropped $6. We off the idea that the war in Iran was starting to slow down or coming to a close because of a memo of understanding for a peace treaty. That kind of fell through. Looking at gold, it was up $99.50. The dollar was down close to a tenth of a cent, and the Dow Jones lost 100 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.